In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to talk about captions and some of my simple tips, tricks, hacks for writing better captions, because I know the panic that goes through your head when you stare at the empty screen and ask yourself, what the heck am I going to write in this caption? Let's cue that intro and get this episode on the road. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone, it's me, Rachel, and so often people don't post on social media because they're worried about getting the captions right. First and foremost, they're like, I don't know if it should be a long form caption. I don't know if it should be a short caption. I can't think of anything clever, but I also don't want to be cheesy or cliche. I don't want to copy anyone, but I don't want to try anything that's not tested. And the truth is, every time that you write a caption, you are basically testing several parts of your brain. You're testing your creativity. You are testing every fiber of your imposter syndrome, the things that tell you you're not creative, you're not good enough, your work isn't great. You're testing your ability to edit, spell check. There's a lot that goes into captions psychologically, and it is wild. Every time I see someone like push through and create consistent captions, I'm blown away because I know that it's not an easy process for most people. So I'm going to share with you a couple things that are super, super helpful that helped me a lot. Now, I'm going to be talking about captions and text for many different social media platforms. So keep in mind what I'm sharing could work for Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, and maybe even some other platforms. But I'm mostly going to be talking about Instagram just because when I think caption, I think Instagram. But remember, this is about many different platforms. So the first thing that I want to share with you is that your captions don't have to be original. That's right. Your captions do not have to be original. What I mean by that is sometimes when I get lost or I can't think of a great caption or my brain is on overdrive mode, I will simply look up quotes that are related to what I'm talking about. So for example, if I were to turn today into an Instagram post or a TikTok, it would be about writing. So I'm going to look up quotes about writing, and I'm literally going to do this right now as I'm talking to you guys so you can understand how fast this happens. So writing quotes, let's find them. Here's a great one. Actually, here's a ton. These ones are by Stephen Pressfield, and he has quotes such as, if you find yourself asking and your friends, am I really a writer? Am I really an artist? Chances are you are. The counterfeit innovator is wildly confident. The real one is scared to death. Here's another one. Ready? Are you paralyzed with fear? That's a good sign. Fear is good. Like self-doubt, fear is an indicator. Fear tells us what we have to do. Remember one rule of thumb. The more scared we are of a work or calling, the more sure we can be that we have to do it. So just by looking up quotes about writing, this has so much potential. So sometimes I'll share someone's quote with proper attribution and then add my thoughts about the quote instead of trying to like prove why I'm so prolific, because truth is that never really goes well. The second thing that I'd love to do with captions is to actually take some of my old captions, quotes, tweets, posts from different social media platforms and repurpose them. We actually have an ongoing document that is called Rachel's Top Performing Posts on Social Media. And this is something we compile almost quarterly. So we have, okay, you ready for this? This is a game changer. We have all of my Facebook posts from all time compiled here, including a link to it and the number of likes that it got so that I can go back and reference if any of these could be used again. We have all of my TikToks. That doesn't come into play as much here. My top email subject lines of all time based on open rates. My top clicked emails and links to all of those documents. So I can see like the click-through rates on our top, I think it's top 100 emails. And then we also have my top Facebook page posts, my top tweets, my top Instagram posts, and we also have a sheet with all the quotes that I've created. So by having these two documents that do take some time to put together, I don't have to spend as much time working on captions. I can not reinvent the wheel. I can just take something that's worked before and use it again. Game changer, such a game changer. If you have a piece of content that's done well before, create more content just like it. Oh, right. Okay. And then number three, you guys are going to see that I talk about this quite a bit over the next couple of months. Doesn't mean that there isn't a need for other services, which I'll talk about in a moment. But there is something that has changed the game for me when it comes to copywriting. Now, sometimes my brain gets tired. I bet yours does too when it comes to writing. And since I create so much content every single day, I hit a point each day where I'm like, I'm burnt. I am done. I'm spent. I have nothing wise or creative left in me. I can't even sort through my stuff anymore. I don't want to hear words out of my mouth or on paper from myself ever again, right? We all hit that point at about, I think, 4 o'clock, and then we just usually scroll on TikTok for 2 hours. Oh man, I hope no one feels like personally added by that. Okay, but the truth is, there's a software that I discovered that is wildly powerful. Now, before I talk about this, I know that there are a lot of copywriters who feel really uncomfortable with this software coming about, and that is artificial intelligence writing your copy for you. And that is called Jarvis. If you guys want to learn more about that, head to my Instagram or my TikTok and click the link in my bio. You'll see it there. You can actually grab 10,000 free words, plus you'll get an entire bonus course from me. It launches July 1st, 2021. And so you'll get that entire course for free that has previously never been released. But a lot of copywriters are like nervous about this. And I totally get it because in the past I felt that way when I saw social media templates, plug and play, packs of quotes. Like I was like, well, what's the point of a social media strategist then if people can just buy templates and packs and plug and play and cheat sheets and checklists and why am I bothering, right? And I'm seeing that for the first time ever, that is happening for copywriters. Now, what's wild is no matter how hard AI tries to replicate human work, there are certain things that only human work can really and truly create. And, I think about like people are saying like, oh, the end of manicurists is coming up because there's a machine that can do your manicure for you. Yes and no. There's something to be said for human connection, a human eye for excellence. There's something to be said for bringing someone in who's a master and an expert in their craft. Sure, it is great when machines can support the process, but there is just something different. It's like saying, what if the therapists were replaced by machines? That's just not going to happen. Like, machines are not ever going to replace therapists for the simple fact that there's nothing quite like the human touch. That being said, sometimes AI and machines can be super helpful in the meantime. So as businesses are growing to 6 or 7 figures, having support with writing copy can be incredibly helpful. So I've been using conversion.ai to support me with creating captions and hooks and beginnings of videos and emails and lead magnets and all kinds of great stuff. Now, the disclaimer I want to put out there, especially if you're a copywriter listening to this, this doesn't replace you. Just like the templates and the packs and the plug and plays and the cheat sheets, they didn't replace social media strategists and advertisers. There is nothing that AI can fully replace when it comes to human mastery. It just isn't going to happen. But what I actually see is I think that this is going to help to bridge the gap for every single marketer, freelancer, agency, business owner who cannot yet afford to hire an expensive copywriter. I know for me, this is super helpful to quick create things in between. The difference between 1% conversion on a sales page and 13%, I wouldn't even know where to start with the AI to find what needs to be tweaked. Now my team does, which is awesome, and I would have a little bit of an idea, but bringing in an expert copywriter is always going to be the best option. It's just not always an option for everyone at all times. So I was thinking about this today and I was like, what's so powerful for me about conversion.ai is that there are a lot of business owners who would never get the chance to hire a copywriter because they're so bogged down with creating their product and trying to get it out there and being customer service and also, you know, managing their family that they'll never take off if they don't get some help, but they can't afford help. And it creates this chicken and egg situation. And that is why I'm obsessed with conversion.ai. So it opens up the opportunity. It helps business owners, marketers, freelancers to be able to put out consistent content and market their business so that one day they actually could hire a copywriter. All of that to say, I'm obsessed with using conversion.ai for my captions, for my content, for my scripts for videos. It has been a game changer. And of course, I am an affiliate, a super proud affiliate of conversion.ai. I just had a training with them today and you'll see those coming on YouTube soon. But I hope that these three simple tips to help you with writing captions that actually bring in engagement and actually convert and actually do well support you. If you want to learn more about conversion.ai, head to rachelpeterson.com/podcast or go to my Instagram or TikTok and check the link in my bio to grab your 10,000 free words from conversion.ai and just test it out. You'll have some fun. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.